All right, folks, welcome back to Strong Starts, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day and conquer whatever challenges come your way. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can throw some curveballs. We all know that feeling, right? That gut-wrenching moment when things just seem to go sideways. But what separates the truly resilient from the rest? It's not about avoiding those tough times, because trust me, they're inevitable. It's about how we respond, how we choose to navigate those storms and come out stronger on the other side. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience through adversity. We'll explore some practical strategies, pull from timeless wisdom, and maybe even learn a thing or two about ourselves along the way. Now, before you start picturing yourself in some epic hero's journey, hear me out. Building resilience isn't about becoming some superhuman who never feels anything. It's about developing that inner strength to face whatever life throws at you with grace and grit. Think of it like this. Adversity is like a blacksmith hammering away at metal. Sure, it can be painful, even scorching hot, but it's through that intense pressure that the metal becomes stronger, more durable, able to withstand whatever comes next. So, how do we become that unbreakable metal? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, control what you can. Ever felt like a hamster on a wheel, running and running but getting nowhere? That's what happens when we focus our energy on things outside our control. Instead, channel your focus on what you can influence: your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. You can't control the weather, you can control how you respond to a downpour. You can't control other people's behavior, but you can choose how you react to it. Number 2, embrace discomfort. Listen, nobody likes feeling uncomfortable. It's natural to want to avoid those feelings of stress, anxiety, or frustration. But here's the thing: growth happens outside our comfort zone. Stepping into the discomfort, facing your fears head-on, builds resilience like nothing else. Think about it: every time you conquer a challenge, no matter how small, you're proving to yourself that you're capable of more than you thought possible. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. This might sound a bit cheesy, but hear me out. When we focus on what we have, rather than what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Gratitude acts like a mental shield, protecting us from negativity and fostering a sense of inner peace. So take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine smile from a stranger. These moments add up, creating a foundation of positivity that helps us weather any storm. Next up, learn from your setbacks. Ever had one of those days where everything just seemed to go wrong? Instead of beating yourself up, use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I handle similar situations differently next time? Remember, failure is not the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path to success. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? Treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, everyone stumbles and falls. It's what we do after we get back up that matters most. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a big project, pouring your heart and soul into it. You hit a roadblock, maybe even a major setback. Your initial reaction? Frustration, disappointment, maybe even a little panic. But then you remember these key takeaways. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can control your reaction, and focus on what you can do to move forward. You break down the problem into smaller, manageable steps, embrace the challenge as an opportunity for growth, practice gratitude for the lessons learned, and most importantly, treat yourself with kindness and compassion. You dust yourself off, regroup, and keep going. That's resilience in action. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to build resilience through adversity. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns along the way. But by cultivating these practices, you can transform those challenges into opportunities for growth, emerging stronger, wiser, and more capable than ever before. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it, maybe a friend going through a tough time, or even just someone who wants to level up their life. And as always, keep striving for that strong start every day. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.